Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and, not 97.3 The Fan this week. We'll be back tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan for the full 2 hours. Pete Gray here along with Wayne Cotto today, co-hosting with me today with Tim and Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Really great show here, talking some fishing. And Tim was just talking about some pretty interesting things that I never knew, and I don't know if you know that, about how when you're night fishing and you've got a lot of fish on the deck that you got to put away, you can't stop. You got to keep going.
Bluefin fishing in particular, like we had a lot of stops over the years where, you know, say it's your Dorado fishing, yellowtail, and you just get overwhelmed and it's hot in the daytime. You want to get those fish down. Bluefin fishing at night. So we'll stop everybody and clean the deck, get everything stowed. But bluefin fishing at night, man, when those things are biting, you don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, until they stop biting or everybody drops dead or you catch your limit, you know what I mean? Like, you don't stop because the activity actually keeps those fish biting. That frantic, you know, the fish racing around.
So that's why you kind of got to step over a 200-pounder in order to
get your fish on the boat. I mean, we're really, really efficient. You know, we'll get everybody out there. We'll knock that out. It, you know, for the most part, we're a cut above in getting those fish dressed and stowed.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, there's times when that deck will load up back there and you gotta watch your step. There's fish laying everywhere. And that's
that's a good problem.
Oh, that's what we call a quality problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Problem to have.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting here, right?
Wow, we got Captain Mark Wish with the FishDope.com report, sponsored by Gamakatsu. They have amazing lineup of fishing accessories now available, including fillet knives, everyday carry knives, and G-boxes, and the bags to store your tackle, ceramic braid scissors, and more, along with the best fresh and saltwater hooks available. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Hey, Captain Mark Wish, what's going on?
Hey, Wayne, Pete, Kim, Duke.
Morning.
Great show so far. Duke, I got to tell you, buddy, congratulations on all your recent accomplishments. That's incredible for a young man of your age.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, now, unfortunately, the big news this week is not the fishing, because there just hasn't been that much going on. And with one main exception, some guys up north fishing just below the closure by Point Doom had a real nice sample on some tanker-grade sea bass, 60-plus.
Nice.
Really nice. Yeah, nice ones. And congratulations for that, guys. And it points out, you know, these big ones are around, and once in a while they take a notion to actually bite. So you got to fish with good gear if you want to shot at those fish. They're mostly right on the edge of kelp lines, and you're just not going to land them on light tackle for the most part. But there's quite a bit of squid in the bay, no shortage of bait, and that bodes well. So keep an eye on both ends of the bay there, the kelp line up around BKR to the north, and then from Flat Rock to Rocky Point down there at the other end. You know, with the warm water, you know, it's still 62, 63 almost everywhere along the coast, and it just really feels like the stage is set for a great spring season. So we'll see what happens. And as I mentioned, surprisingly, very few reports this week, just not many guys out. And with our amazing weather finally coming to an end here, you know, we've had just weeks of stellar weather for this time of year. We're going to get a taste of some real winter. The forecast is several inches of rain coming and quite a bit of wind most of the week and quite a bit of wind. They're talking 25, 30, 35 knots even.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Going to be interesting to see what that does to the temp, huh?
Exactly. We're going to see if this is a total reset and we go back to square one, which personally I don't think, or if our good conditions that we've enjoyed all winter hold up. You know, we've had some wind, and the temperatures have survived through it. So hopefully that layer of warmer water is deep, and this thing blows through, and we just go back to business as usual.
Yeah.
So not too much of a fish report, but I got a sidebar. I want to mention something here. Virtually all of us that have fished a lot have in our background some mentors that helped to shape our skills to make us better anglers along the way. I certainly have had many, actually. But I have to mention one in particular, Ed Martin. I met Ed when I was 16, which was a long time ago, and he invited me to go fishing with him, and I have been fishing with him ever since. Ed's now 100.
Wow.
And he's 100 years old. Yeah, exactly. He's sharp as a tack, still fishes a lot. He and his wife, Betty, are just getting ready to go back to their house in Australia. They live here part-time and Australia part-time. But Ed just released his new book. It's taken him forever to get the thing done, but it's called Hookup, and you can get it on Amazon, or if you guys are Kindle readers, Kindle Unlimited has it. I've been reading it on my Kindle here for several days now, and it's just Ed's history of our Southern California and Mexico and Australia. It's our fishery, and so he's got a lot of technical information in there about tackle and private boat handling for big fish and this and that. But for me, just reading all the stories, because I was involved in so many of those stories, it's a fascinating book. So I just want to throw a little shout out for Ed and his new book, Hookup.
It's called Hookup. Okay. All right. It's cool. And Hookup, you can buy it on Kindle. And all right. That sounds cool.
Yeah. If you've got a Kindle and you've signed up for Kindle Unlimited, you get it for free.
Oh.
Or on Amazon. Either way.
Either way. All right. So very good.
Another interesting tidbit this week here. Steve Crooks stopped by yesterday, and we had a really interesting visit. You know, Steve's always full of so much information about our fishery offshore. He had a lot of catch records of what's happened here recently, and we were talking about, you know, the sand bass coming back, and we were talking a little bit about this sea bass potential regulation change in terms of size limits, and he's just always a fountain of great information. And mentioned the same thing we were just talking about, water temperatures. You know, it's abnormally warm, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this all shakes out for the rest of the season. So I'm guessing next week we're probably not going to have a whole lot of fishing reports to talk about.
We can talk about how many inches of rain. And maybe Tim will call with a report, or Duke will call with a report from the Royal Star. Maybe we can get something like that, because they'll be down south in better weather. But, of course, fishtope.com. It'll keep you on it and keep you on the spots of where to go. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I'm going to have an interesting report of one sort or another for next week.
For sure.
To count how many inches of rain, I'm guessing.
So. All right. Well, sounds good, Mark. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you. Speaking of fishdope.com, before we let you go, tomorrow's an interesting show. We have Ollie and Chris from BD Outdoors, fishdope.com, and Blue Sea Stabilizers. So you want to tune in to Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning. That'll be a good one.
That'll be a good one, for sure.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Very good. And that catch report sponsored in part by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Hey, they have an easier online system to book your processing for local long range and more team members. And that is just translates into the finest product you can possibly get. Check out their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com. Don't forget to make your reservations. What is going on at Fisherman's Processing right now, Tim?
This is definitely the time of year where things slow down. Obviously, there's a lot less boats running. So we've got kind of fits and starts. Independence got in last week, a couple of the other guys in the longer trips, and we had some pretty good loads of fish come off between that bluefin and the fish along the coast, the Leos Rocks, everything. Yeah. But they're focusing on, you know, a lot of little maintenance stuff in the building. The girls up in the front of the shop are just killing it. As a matter of fact, they've got way cool new merchandise.
Mary Lee is like a merchandise person.
Oh,
and every time I walk into Fisherman's Processing, there's new merch in there. That's it's like a full on shop now.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that was her background originally. Yeah. You know, she's in the retail business forever. So she loves it too. She's passionate about it. And they're always launching new things, including, I wish I had one to show, but so it's the Valentine's Day new logo.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, and it's going to extend
Fisherman's Processing logo?
Yeah. Maybe she'll send me a picture, but I got it's super cool what they came out with. The girls are all
Just go to the Fishman's Processing there on Taylor Street.
That's right. Or look on the website.
You can buy it on the website too.
Yeah, she's going to have that stuff available next week, but it's a super cool logo designed by Duke's sister, my daughter, our daughter, Charlie. Yeah, so it's super cool.
Charlie's an artiste.
She's got her degree in architecture from Stanford, so, you know, she should be.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've always got, you know, they're staying busy. They've got that new product, got a new olive oil in there now that they're selling. They got the full spice line. So there's always stuff that's available. God, the whole Grundens. I should mention. I'm actually sporting these new Grundens boots. This is the first time I've worn them. The first week I've worn them.
Yeah,
they're like wearing tennis shoes.
Really,
they are so comfortable.
No kidding.
Yeah, I can't wait to go out in the boat with them. I mean, they're really nice. So she's got the full line of Grundens wear in there. All the Fishman's Processing.
They look like they have a good sole too. They've got very grippy.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're like, it's literally like wearing a tennis shoe. Like the sole in it. Super, super comfortable. You remember back in the good old days, the C-Trax?
No, I don't remember those.
Oh my God. I mean, we're going back to like the mid 1980s. They were like a deck boot that had a tennis shoe type sole.
Oh, uh-huh. Like a Vans sole.
They were super comfortable. And these things remind me of those.
They've come back around. Anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're in there full time and they're taking local fish. Guy, we get a swordfish in there last week. The guys brought a halibut in there. I mean, they're open.
Yeah,
ready for business at all times. They're meeting the day and a half boats that come back. They're meeting the Tribute. Sure. They meet the Old Glory. So
this time of the year, when you see tuna especially come in, is it a different? Does it have more fat in it because they're feeding on different stuff this time of the year? How does it? Is it the same fish?
The cold water bluefin, in my opinion, is the best. They're fattier for sure. Yellowfin down below tend to be a little bit leaner, especially the stuff from way down below. All that tropical fish is leaner just because the feed doesn't have the fat content is like the sardines and the anchovies and whatever other fin bait squid and stuff up here. But I really yellowtail too. Boy, that cold water yellowtail. When you get that yellowtail out of the low 60s, the mid 60s versus the fish that we catch, not that it's bad, when you get in the high 70s, but it's just fattier.
Fast.
You know,
different.
Firmer water. Yeah. It's better.
So, Duke, earlier in the show, you were talking about a big sea bass story you wanted to share.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
I was a little upset about that story because Brian sent me to bed. I'd stayed up for 2 days. I anchored the boat up, and we had 400 yellows by 9 in the morning.
Jeez.
We absolutely crushed them. And he
trip. Limits for the day.
Yeah.
That rounder.
Yeah, it was for the trip. But we absolutely annihilated them. So we're traveling up, and Brian sent me to bed because I had been up all night. And I get up at around like 6 in the afternoon. I went down at around, I want to say 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon. I get up at 6. And I was chief engineering that trip too, and we take temperatures of our wells, and we just make sure all the machinery's sound. And I opened the hatch, and I saw a bunch of sea bass floating. I was like, what in the world? Like, where did these come from? I go up, and I was like, is anyone going to tell me about these sea bass that we caught? And he sent me a picture of just a deck load of them. I think they had 40 of them, 40 of those nice big sea bass.
In the middle of the day?
Middle of the day.
Wow.
It was 40 to 60 pounders,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they were big ones.
Yeah, that's big a good
ones. Mrs. Ekstrom was on it, man. She sent me the picture of the logo.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, very nice. All right.
It's the Valentine's Day logo.
Put it up on the camera. Yeah, that's cool.
It's super cool, too. It like crosses all. Check it out, Wayne.
Looks cool.
It crosses all that because, you know, I love tuna. I love fishing. Yeah. I love fishermen.
That's awesome.
That's right.
I love on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
And happy Valentine's Day to all the girls out there.
Yeah, that's right.
There.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Wives, daughters, mothers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody.
Wayne, you have a great
significant
text.
Others.
Yeah, we got a text from Aaron in Santa Barbara. He says, the question, if we get an El Nino this year or any other year, for what that matter, what will that affect, like Mag Bay, the Ridge, specifically in your experience?
Well, I can tell you from a few years of experience here, coming on 40, generally El Ninos for way down below are a little more difficult. Like, I mean, you get in that water that's 86, 88 when it pushes up, you know, and it's out in front of Mag Bay. That really puts a damper on things. And we get big Dorado, we get the Marlin, but in general, what happens is the majority of that biomass down there moves farther north, which, hey man, that means more fishing time. You know what I mean? Better access to fish that maybe otherwise wouldn't be there on a, you know, now you're accessing them on a 4-day trip or a 7-day trip. So a big El Nino doesn't bode poorly for fishing, but generally down there, it can be too hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
talking about, I mean, they just came out last week with another El Nino prediction that looks like a pretty good one.
I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, maybe we'll be
good
catching,
and bad, right?
Maybe we'll be catching Wahoo on kelps out front here again. I mean, you remember that in, what was it, 2014 or 2015? Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. It was
Wahoo,
it was
at the Whistler Buoy.
Yeah.
Boats,
yeah.
Even
at the Coronado Islands.
Yeah. Boats, yeah. Even Blue better Marlin. For that 4-day and 3-day trip you have in October that you just opened up.
You're not kidding.
If you're having El Nino in October here,
oh, yeah.
And you do it on those shorter trips, watch out.
Well, I mean, we all know that's been the... Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going on at least 10 years straight now. Yeah. I mean, that's when we've had good fishing all throughout, but it's good
on everything.
It gets good then. Yeah. You know what I mean? When the door opens for anything and everything.
Yeah.
In particular, you know, that whole coastline opens up. You know, you get those cold water pulses in the summertime, and a lot of times it's just cold and green. You know, I don't know, anywhere from Colnett down south of San Carlos and but October, it's generally game on. The water's warm in the coast. It's blue, and that's when everything really activates.
And you were saying during the break you checked the reservations, and they're already less spots available.
Two less.
Yeah. So you better get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, from Aaron in Santa Barbara, he says, good morning. I see your social media.
We just did that.
Oh, you just did that. Okay. All right.
Okay. Social media?
So here's another question. Right. When the warm water happens, it's the surface temperature that everybody's looking at. How much are you guys using the new charts with the thermocline down 50 fathoms?
Every
stuff?
Day.
A lot.
And what do you see during those sequences of the warm water at the top? How does the thermocline come up or down?
It all depends. A lot of that's bottom associated, too, what I've noticed. There's a lot of bottom associated water that you know, what we do now is we look at how deep that we're fishing, especially for this nighttime bluefin. There is no variables when you're nighttime fishing.
Right.
All you have is a temp gauge and a sonar. So we're using all the elements here, and we've been looking at all the satellite imaging of how the bottom's laid out and why those water temps are warmer in certain areas. So you could be following a 1,000 fathom curve and then find a little ridge that comes up to 500 fathoms and boom, there's a half a degree water temp change.
All right, so are they on the inside of that or the outside of that? Are they
depends on where they're moving.
Are you talking about the temp change or the bathymetric side of it?
Where are the fish normally positioning? Like you go down to the hurricane bank, right? You want to be on the edge as they're coming up, right?
Yeah.
You fall over the edge with your baits.
Yeah, generally you want to be on the up current side of it.
Up current.
And we'll see that even offshore, but I mean, just generally speaking, they run the edges. You know, they'll go up onto the shallow, but you have a lot of success following those edges, and there may be some like little contour change, some little anomaly, and it's amazing how many times you'll go back to that. You see a school there, you're going up the edge, and there's this little like blip, you know, it juts out there. There's something that comes up to 500 fathom, or, I mean, deep.
Yeah.
But, boom, there's a school there.
There it is.
You know, you go about your business. An hour later, you come back and boom, there's a school there.
Wow. Right.
And, you know, 3 days later, boom, there's a school there. There's definitely something to it. And
there's to that structure.
I think something, you know, it creates an upwelling, whatever. It's something, you know, a little anomaly in the water that they like, or, you know, maybe there's some forage that's more available there, but there's a reason for it.
Well, there's current, right? And it's a freeway under there.
Yeah. And there is a, I mean, there's a direct correlation, no question about it.
Hey, we just saw on our TV screen rotating the Bob Dawson Dawson Insurance Services. I know you guys, basically, Tracy introduced me to Bob and Christy and the whole thing there. And Dawson Insurance is kind of what you guys recommend. When you buy a ticket on the Royal Star, you got to get that travel insurance, right?
Yeah, the travel insurance is such a good
idea.
It's
a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be in a position, you know, if you're financially capable of absorbing a hit, you know, and losing your deposit, if it's, you know, $2,000 or $1,500 or $3,000 and that's not going to have a big impact on you, then you don't really need the trip insurance.
Right.
But why not get it? I mean, yeah, it's really reasonable. Yeah, what is it?
But it's like I'll tell you why to get it is if you have an incident on a travel trip and you need emergency evac or you need other things. It's not just to get your money back. It covers so many different things, including and most importantly, the emergency evac.
The evac, yeah. I was going to say that it really it's such an event. And we've had two different anglers now that we've had that had that happen to that we brought them. And I mean, you talk about streamline paperwork. The whole they fly a plane into wherever the hell you are, the closest, and it's like clockwork, man. And they get you the hell out of
and
there,
and they cover it,
and it's all covered, 100%. And not only that, but they. I know in the case of the one gentleman we had to get off, he had a detached retina in his eye, crazy thing. But anyway, I mean, they flew him to his hospital, his doctor.
Yeah, your home hospital.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like they just, you know, dump you off in the nearest location.
And and here's the other thing, too. You know how when you buy now, you buy an airline ticket, they always say, hey, you want to protect this trip? You know, here's spend an extra $50 or whatever. You don't have to do that. Just hit no, because if you have that travel policy from Dawson Insurance Service, you're covered.
That's right.
You're already pre-covered.
And it really is. I can't emphasize that enough. It is so worth it.
It's so it's down like $250.
Yeah, and it doesn't. It's really lenient. I mean, you know, it's like you get sick, your wife gets sick,
right?
Your kids get like. I mean, there's a million things.
Trip interruption.
Happen. Yeah.
That's say you have weather like we're going to have this week, and something happens, and you can't. You have to cut it short. You come in early.
Yeah.
You can't make it.
I mean, there's just a million things that it covers, and you know the best part about it for us from a business, and I can tell everybody this. I don't want to be in a position. Tracy doesn't want to be in a position where we have to keep her deposit.
Right.
I mean, it just sucks. Right. You know what I mean? It's like. Can't make it. Something
but
came
you're
up.
In a business. You're in a business. It's like,
sorry, I got to keep your $3,000, and we're still out. We're not getting the.
Oh
fare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that's not making us whole.
No.
You know, it's just. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to anybody. Whether it's your first time you fish with us or it's your 10th trip, I don't want to take that money. Whereas if you have the travel insurance, everybody's fine. You know what I mean? Everybody gets. You know,
it's a no-brainer is what it is.
It really,
Dawson Insurance Services, drinsure.com. You can link it through the Let's Talk Hookup website or on the Royal Star website. You can link it right through there on the Royal Star website. But just get it. Just 100%. Just get it, and it'll cover you for the entire year.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, great text here from Jason in San Diego. Says, good morning. What a great show. Fisherman's Processing is the best. Love the pokey kit. It's just amazing, especially with Bonita. And the girls up front are just awesome. Question for Duke. What's the most amazing thing you've ever seen on the water? Have you guys ever seen drug runners?
I can't say that I've necessarily, I can't like point fingers at anyone. I've seen plenty of locals down below there, which I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they could be doing.
Don't want to know.
Don't want to know, and that's how it's going to be. But I've seen plenty of drug bales. I mean, this last year we found a bale of whatever it was. We didn't
square
pick it
grouper?
Up. Yeah, something like that. Square floating device.
Yeah,
we got 50 elephant off of it. But
nice.
I've seen all types of stuff.
Yeah,
stuff that you just don't want to even think about.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Don't want to go near. You don't want to talk about it.
Nope.
Don't get involved. Nope. But there's a lot. You always see something new and exciting on the ocean.
There's a lot to be exciting.
Yeah,
for sure. Because there's so much out there.
What's the most exciting natural ocean phenomenon you've personally ever seen, Duke?
Man, I don't know.
Come up with something. Tim, you have something?
You know,
the
guys.
Eclipse?
It's great. Yeah, they saw that eclipse.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But, you know, we have seen. I always recall that this story that Jack London wrote, and I think it was White Fang. It might have been something else. But there's this line in there about how, you know, all these you know, rough woodsmen had all gathered. There was a big storm and gathered an area, and they were all telling stories, and they were, you know, these near-death experiences. And the only reason they recall them or is that, and they're all laughing about it, you know, because, you know, some humorous thing happened, you know, when they were about to die, whatever the hell it is. But it kind of reminded me of, we see so much, I mean, fishing, sharks, whales, dolphins, weather. I mean, like the most unbelievable, like our average day in the office.
Yeah. It's like, look at that.
Is just like, I mean, there's things that happen that would, I mean, only somebody in our position would ever be able to see.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just like, Oh, that happened.
That's really cool.
Giant shark jumping next to the boat so close you reach out and touch the thing. Yeah. You know, and it's just like, orcas, I've seen that 50 times. Orca coming up and robbing your 50-pound tuna right next to the boat and laughing at you, like tug of war with an orca. Like, you got to be kidding me, man. Are you serious? But there's so many of those events that have happened over my life, every one of which I appreciate, but
sure,
I can't recall
nothing that
one
stands out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they all stand they out, all but stand I can't, out. I can't, yeah, I mean,
just
see
the giant turtles out there, the mola come up. The thing that I don't ever take a day on the water for granted anymore. 99.9% of the people in the world will never experience what we do on that water and see what we do every day. You know,
it's part of the
part of the experience.
Like the last trip we were on, we walk out there at night, we were drifting, we were down southwest of Cabo, and there's a freaking sailfish swimming around next to the boat, right? And he's just swimming there. Like, I mean, he'd reach out and touch it with a gaff.
Marlin,
he's
Wahoo,
just doing circles
giant
and swimming
sharks
around. It's like, that sailfish, what's he doing? He's swimming around up and down the side, you know, and it's like, oh, sailfish.
Yeah, our December trip, we were heading down south, and we had a marlin. We saw it come up, and we were like, oh, it's right off our bow. He swam right down our rail as we were going by.
I have one.
He's doing his thing.
That Hurricane Bank trip when we were catching flyers and we had that 250-pounder free swimming, his sickles were sticking straight out. Pure dark. We had the nightlights on and we were I mean, we could have free gaffed the thing, but he told us no.
Yeah.
We would have got smoked.
It
was me and our
talking about a hernia, Duke?
Yeah. Oh, we were ready. Oh, you got two 20-year-olds with gaffs in your hands. We're going to go get it. Yeah.
I tell these guys all the time the story of the first big elephant that I free gaffed. We were sitting in at Lunker Hole at Benedicto, and there's like this 175-pounder swimming around the boat all night. He's got a sickle fin out of the water, splashing, you know, just purple lit up, you know, powder blue, right in the just out of gaff reach, right? So
wouldn't eat anything.
No. He's just swimming around, and I mean, this went on for hours. I remember Brian Kiyohara got me up for my watch, and he's like, this yellowfin is swimming around forever. We just trade watches, and I'm just
you guys are on the RP,
this is in like 1987 or 1988,
way back,
but I've got the gaff out. I'm following this thing around, for hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. My watch expires. I don't even care. I'm up. I didn't get the next guy up. I've got it. I'm following this thing around. Another 45 minutes, another hour goes by. Finally, this thing just gets, I mean, it's like right there. One, two, three. Ooh, I get it. Pam, gone. He took the gaff that fast.
You thought you were a young, tough guy with the oldest thing? No way, right?
You let go.
I just went up and woke up the next guy. It's like, watch over. That was my first free swimmer that I got.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, it says, good morning, guys. We got a Mark from Rhode Island. He says, what type of accommodations are on the boat for your three-day trip? All the way from Rhode Island. Goodbye.
That's awesome.
Talk about the boat.
Is he meaning like a food?
No, what accommodations?
Like,
give him the basic layout of the boat.
Basically, on a three-day trip, so you get a stateroom designated with another angler, whoever's on that trip. So it's two-man staterooms in every single room is a two-man stateroom. There's three showers, four bathrooms throughout the entire boat, two downstairs and two upstairs. There's only one upstairs shower, and then there's two downstairs showers. You get three meals a day on the trip, as well as two snacks, an AM and PM snack.
You will not go hungry.
Yeah.
Never go hungry. And these are not just meals. These are gourmet.
You will gain weight.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me add here. On our website, if you go to the RoyalStarSportFishing.com, we have a section on here. It's fantastic. It's an accommodation section. We have pictures
of the staterooms.
Pictures of the staterooms, the galley, and we do a virtual walkthrough of all the accommodations also. It's right here on our website.
RoyalStarSportFishing.com.
RoyalStarSportFishing.com.
And that's which tab?
It's on the amenities tab. Yeah, go down and it's on the amenities, and it really does a great job of providing a full detailed walkthrough of all the accommodations on the boat.
There's nothing like it. I mean, he's from Rhode Island, East Coast. Get a lot of people from the East Coast to come out here. There is nothing like this on the East Coast.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. And I know a lot of the different world. We know, you know, the guys in Florida and the East Coast can, and we used to have a lot more guys that would come over from over there. But, you know, it's like, hey, it's a head boat. You know, it's like, no, it's not a head boat.
This is a long range.
This is totally different.
This is kind of like, it would be like kind of staying in a Motel 6 versus the Ritz-Carlton or some higher end.
Right. Yeah, take
resort.
A look.
It's like a resort.
Take a look
it's a floating resort.
Right. Take a look on our website there on that. Click on that amenities tab, and it's a great walk through the whole boat.
Yeah. And then as far as tackle-wise, too, I don't know if it incorporates the tackle that we have on the boat. If you don't have rods that are accommodating what we're going to be fishing for instance, if we're going to go target those 100 to 150-pound bluefin and you have rods are lined up for 20 to 30 pound fish, we usually have plenty of rods in the boat. And if we don't, then we'll tell you to go up to the landing, and they have great fantastic rental tackle. Yeah, they have fantastic landing tackle up there. But if you don't have it and it's just a must-need thing, we have plenty of it on the boat, and we can help you out, no problem.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so you could get on a plane, get on a trip, land in San Diego Airport. We're 7 minutes. The landing is 7 minutes from San Diego Airport. Be on here, rent your tackle up at the top of the landing, get everything set up in the Fisherman's Landing tackle, all your additional tackle you might need. You also have it on the boat, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, all terminal tackle on board.
So you could walk on basically with your clothing and you're good.
100%.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and everything's included in the fare. Your permits, everything is included. So yeah, you literally could show up with a bag of clothes and you'd be ready to make a trip, you know, anywhere from the shortest trip we run, a 3-day or 2-day, all the way up to, you know, a long trip.
Hey, if you're flying, that could be a good thing, because that way you only have to check in those boxes to take back with you of your fish.
That's right. That's right. You can fly back with them or they'll ship them to you either way.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a good text here. Question for Duke. If you had to guesstimate, what percentage of anglers are catching live bait or lures?
What?
Which is better?
Once again, I'm a very confidence-based fisherman in how I go about things. So if you have more confidence in fishing a lure than you do fishing a bait, then fish a lure.
No, he's asking on the boat, of all the people that are fishing, all your anglers on the boat.
That's what
percentage are more? Are they catching more with the lures or the live bait normal basis?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, though. It all depends on what kind of anglers that we have on the trip. There's guys that want to fish lures, and then there's guys that want to fish bait. And most of the time, we're going to have guys that, like, as far as our clientele goes, we have mostly live bait fishermen. But then again, at nighttime, if we're fishing nighttime, it's 100% lures because we don't fish bait at night.
Yeah, I tend to see, too. You know what? When anglers gain more experience, you know they've done it a lot. They gravitate to fishing lures just because, you know, it's kind of more. I don't want to say it's more fun, but maybe it's a little more challenging. The presentation, the surface iron, the gear. You know,
active fishing.
Yep. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like it is.
I'm with you.
It's still almost like fishing bait, though.
I love it. It's awesome. I mean, especially when it's touch fishing. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, you really separate the men from boys. Yeah.
The men, but that's old school to new school too.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of it is. But I mean, either way, for sure, the significant percentage of fish we catch is with live bait. But we do catch a lot of fish.
And we're so lucky to have the Everingham brothers and what they do, man. Those guys out there on the barge, they work countless hours making sure that you guys have the bait.
There's nothing like it in the entire world. Like nothing even close. Well, and harkening back to, you know, the conversation earlier about how, you know, fishing was tough for bait this year.
Yeah.
Can you believe that I mean, every trip we still had.
You still pulled up to the bait receiver and loaded your tanks.
We still had sardines of fish. Yeah. And those guys, I mean, you want to talk about 24/7.
Yeah.
Those guys were grinding hard, running this whole coast. They were never like, oh, too bad, no bait. You know, sucks to be you guys. No, those guys are dedicated to providing us with the lifeblood of our fishery as we are to providing our anglers with the opportunities to fish. So thank God for them. They're epic guys. Yeah. Jason down there, Matt, Buck, Jason, all of them. They're incredible.
The rest of the country is
incredible
jealous.
Fishermen. Yeah. Yeah. Incredible
jealous
fishermen,
of what we
incredible
have.
Operators. I mean, everything about them, they are the marquee operation for live bait in this planet. There's no question.
Okay, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We have more with more of your texts with Tim and Duke Ekstrom on the Royal Star. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Facebook and YouTube Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This President's Day, your San Diego County Ford dealers proudly salute you during the Ford President's Day Sellathon. Right now, get limited-time deals across Ford's award-winning lineup. The lineup features the versatile Ford Bronco Sport and the rugged Ford Bronco, built for every adventure, the capable Ford Explorer, and even the iconic Ford Mustang. It's your chance to save. Find the perfect Ford SUV designed with the power and utility you need now during the President's Day Sellathon. Everything ends February 16th, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and Duke was just talking about that new Talica 50. Tell us about that thing.
Beef. Yeah. Anything that they say, anything that they mention about their drags, they are not lying about it. Yeah. I have tested it full speed on giant bluefin, giant yellowfin.
You can put some hurt on it. And what's amazing about that 50, it's a big reel with big capacity and big torque, but it's still... is a small reel, right?
It's still relative a small reel. They also have the 40, which is a narrow size of that 50.
The new 40.
And the smaller Talicas just have just as much drag as one of those giant reels. I mean, you could put a lot of pressure on a fish that's big.
Talica 25, Talica 20.
Talica 16 even. Seen 200 pounders caught on that reel.
Absolutely.
Plenty of times.
Check it out, the Talica reel at your local Shimano dealer.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we're having a great show in here with Captains Tim and Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. And don't forget, one lucky caller or texter is going to win that full-day trip on the Mission Bell with Cameron out of Point Loma Smart Fishing.
Yeah, for sure. We've got so many great texts, and I want to thank everybody out there for all the support. A lot of variety today. A lot of good positive feedback. And this is a good one for Duke. Harry from Chula Vistas writes, "Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. This question is for Duke." A lot of questions for Duke here.
I'm glad. Yeah. Being
a younger captain, what are your challenges you face as a young person, and how does that equate to things you want to do outside fishing, relationships, friends, and the community? It's a good question.
I don't really see myself having very many challenges besides I have a lot of eyes on me because I'm young and I have a lot of passion for this, especially with Randy watching over me.
Yeah.
A lot of expectations to meet, but you know, being home as opposed to being on the boat and working and doing what I love, I would much rather be on the boat and doing what I love.
Doing what you're doing.
Opposed to being home and getting nowhere slowly, as I'd say.
Yeah, I hear you.
So,
but you'd enjoy your time off too, I'm sure, too, hanging out with your friends and stuff.
You know, I'm the guy at home that I'm looking at the reports looking like, oh man, what'd I do right there? I'm constantly, him and I both, we look at the weather, we look at our water pictures, we're constantly thinking about what we would be doing in this scenario, and that's why we're so good at what we do.
Yes.
Is because we're looking at these things and we're
this
constantly
is what
thinking
you're
about
into.
It. It's not like we just zone out and we're completely away from it.
I
felt the same way about baseball too.
Yeah.
There's never a day where I wasn't thinking about it. And if you are the guy who's not thinking about it, then you aren't going to be the top guy.
Right.
That's correct.
Right. And that's your goal, is just to be that top guy.
Not necessarily in the fishing realm. It's just in every aspect, whether that's customer service, whether that's fishing, whether that's a boat handler. In all aspects.
Okay,
you
wait
be
a minute here.
It.
Back up. Come on, you're telling me you're not competitive when you're out on the water with the other guys?
I'm highly competitive.
Yeah, I know that.
But the goal at the end of the day, it's not about what I'm catching. It's about what our anglers are catching and what kind of product that they're receiving.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a big picture thing. Yeah, it's a big picture. It's not about us. It's about what we're providing to the others.
Yeah. Other than your dad, who were your mentors on the boat? Or are your mentors on the boat?
We have a very competitive relationship. So I always want to be better than him. And he's like, yeah, you aren't quite there yet. But there's a lot of people that I've learned from. Obviously, Roy, Randy, Brian. You just pick up on a lot of things. I think my biggest mentor is probably him because him and I drive the boat very similarly.
You and Roy?
You
and your dad.
Yeah, we drive nearly identical. You can ask Roy and Brian about that. We drive very similar.
Yeah.
So probably him. As far as my fishing mentality goes, I have a lot of instincts like Roy and Randy. And as far as the mentality goes, I have a lot of Brian too, because Brian likes to think of the big picture and why they're there, what they're doing, and what their next move is going to be. So I have a little mix of everything, man.
So when I used to watch you from the world headquarters here on the docks with your buddies and your fishing rods in your hand in the evening, trying to catching fish and stuff like that. How does that dictate into what you're doing today? Is that just part of your passion?
Yeah, it's part of your passion. You're just trying to figure out what they're biting, what you're going to catch them on.
Yeah.
You're trying new things, whether that was a jerk bait back in the day, whether it was a swim bait, and then you moved up to an A-rig, and then you moved up to a crank bait, and you just figured them out. There was one time at Harbor Island Fuel Dock, it was so good. Corvina fishing on topwater baits and halibut fishing, I had to bring him down there.
And I went.
Did you catch him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Topwater, are you kidding me? It's like... And it goes back to like the passion for fishing thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Here I am, whatever, 50 years old and been long range fish for 3 years. He's like, Dad, you're hitting at the fuel dock. I'm like, I'm there, man.
Fishing's fishing.
Yeah. You're so lucky, Duke, that you have such great support from your dad. And I got to mention Mary Lee, your mom, too. I mean, she's been an amazing influence, I'm sure, on your life, and Charlie, your sister, and stuff like that. It's just, and now your mom being in the industry, is that pretty cool?
It is. It's new for her too. You can tell, but she digs it.
Well, she spent a lot of years kind of growing up.
She's a very social person, so she's very good in these settings with people and retail. She's very good in these scenarios.
She's just she's a people person too, man. She really does love working with people and the whole retail side of it, and what she's not just working with people, meaning the customers, like the team that she's assembled there, between the team that was there before she got there, George Rojas, Viviana, and some of the other guys in the back, and the team she's assembled up front with Catherine and Jordan and Vivian now. I mean, they've just got an incredible passion for providing the best standard of service
to
the anglers and creating a positive environment.
They're fun to talk to go hang out with in there while you're waiting for your fish. They bend over backwards on the customer service.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're at the dock or in the office.
Yeah. Regardless of what the boat came in with, regardless of the scenario, that focus on
and they'll joke around with you.
Yeah. A positive environment just creates, that's a foundation for a lot of good things. Let's put it that way. Hey, one thing I want to add here, talking about Duke and the fishermen, that, something that we really, foundational to the success of any long range trip is the strategy of constructing a trip based on the fishing information you're getting, weather, the whole thing. There's more to a successful long range trip than just catching fish. What I mean? There's a lot more to that. And there's a lot to the strategy. You've got this much time. You've got this many moves. You've got this weather picture. You've got these fishing opportunities. There's a whole lot that goes into a successful trip from a strategic standpoint. Sure. And that's really where I think Duke has just had an incredible opportunity upbringing between Randy, absolute strategic master.
Right.
Brian, same thing. He's a brilliant guy.
Figuring out where to be one.
And none of it is by accident. Like, we're thinking five steps ahead. Like, you never, it's like, okay, here's my plan A move. What's plan B? Yeah. What's plan C? Right.
Exactly.
What's plan D? Because, you know, you never,
all eyes are on you.
Yeah, and you never know what's going
to
happen.
You got to be dynamic.
Everything looks great until it isn't. And then, you know, there's a lot of ways to paint yourself into a corner where it's like, we're done. Like, and there's a lot of ways to not do that. So, you know, I think Duke's got an incredible foundation to work from. He's seen, you know, I didn't throw myself into the equation, but I've been doing it for a few years, and we got a few successful runs under our belt. So he's had a really incredible upbringing around some strategic masters that not only does he know how to fish, not only does he have instinctually, he's just a fisherman. You referenced he's down on the dock every day as a kid. But he's got that strategic component where he's learned from the absolute best of the best, and he understands, you know, how to construct the trip from, you know, the time they leave the dock to the time you arrive.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bill Poole of XL Sport Fish.
That guy used to say, kids got fish sense. That guy right there, right? That's kind of what Duke has.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah, and then some.
So we had Baker Marine in here a couple of weeks ago talking about the binos and you know, all of that. But the question that came up through the texts and the calls was, Duke, you're new captain, but you've been on the water. Tim, obviously, you've been doing it for a lot of years. When you have those stabilized binoculars, people want to know, what is the strategy on how you use them to be the most effective? How far are you looking out? What are you looking for? What are the conditions? People, that question came up consistently.
That's I got this one because you taught me a lot about that.
Let me see what you say, then I'll fill in. Go ahead.
All you're looking for, you're looking through a giant playing field, as we'll call it. You're just looking for the differences in what you're looking at. You see something different? Oh, wow. Okay, what's different about that? Oh, there's a darker shape and the water's moving a little bit faster and it's moving in one direction. Oh, okay. Well, we'll start going over there. There's a breezer of fish. Or there's one area you're looking in and there's just one giant flat spot. It looks like it's not even moving anywhere. There's another body of fish. You're looking for kelp. If you're looking for a kelp, you're just looking for different color changes in the water. But you're never looking for a certain thing. You're just trying to find the differences in the water of what you're looking at.
And how does a pair of gyro binoculars change that for you?
You're just looking a little bit further out. I mean, you could do the same thing with your eyes.
Yeah.
When we're driving, we're behind the helm. Most of the time,
we'll have two or three miles away instead of just.
Yeah. Most of the time, the guy who's driving behind who's behind the helm, he's not really in the binoculars unless you're in a really must-need situation. That guy's looking within their eyesight. And you'll have whoever's up in the mast or next to us. We have that new spotting chair on the side of us. We'll have the guys looking through there, and that's where the binos come into play because we're the guys who are looking 2-3 miles beyond where he's looking.
Yeah, Tim,
you got to have the guy eyeballing what he was saying, because I can't tell you how many he can
you miss
tell
it,
you how
yeah.
many fish
oh, yeah.
that I find that.
Or just closer.
I mean, you know, you got your guy in the stabies up in the mast, and he's out there 4 or 5 miles, three miles. I mean, he's looking a long way. And so many times, fish will pop up right next to the boat.
Right.
I mean,
oh, there's one.
Yes. Or you run over a kelp patty because you're looking too far out.
Or you missed it because, you know, I mean, it happens all the time. Yeah. But really what Duke was saying there, the number one rule of thumb and what I've done for – whether you're looking through stabies, whether you're looking through regular glasses or your IVA – study the water.
Yeah.
Study the water. If you're looking at the water, you're studying the water, everything else comes out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I go up there, okay, we're looking for bird schools. I'm looking for birds. Well,
your mind is
other stuff is going to go by, but you're studying the water and, oh, there's some birds. You know, they're in the picture. And all that other stuff comes at you, it comes out of that picture that you're looking at when you're studying the water.
Studying the water. That's a good way to
study
put it.
So as you're holding the binos and you're on the boat and the boat's running, are you scanning the horizon or are you holding them steady because the boat's moving and so the boat's moving you through the horizon?
I scan close to far. That's how I like to do it.
Yeah.
And
or
sometimes,
I'll go right to left or what, you know, I mean, I'll go back I'll and just, forth. I don't just study one place and I'll go all over, but definitely in a sweep.
I'll
go back and forth.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph and Menifee has a great text here. He says, always a great show when Tim is on. My question is for Duke and Tim. I'm interested in one of the open spots for the two-day trip. I think he means for the two trips. wanted to know the two trips, the 4-day in October right. and the 3-day in October. I want to know, do I have to pay the total amount up front, or am I able to spread that payment out? Also, from the time, for that time of the year, what type of clothing do you recommend bringing?
Generally, that time of year, it's still pretty warm, but you gotta bring
best
a jacket.
Time of the year.
You gotta bring a jacket for night, and you know, make sure you have some wet weather gear. Yeah. You know, you don't need
a tropical southwester
right? and the whole thing.
Well, it gets misty at night too.
Yeah, like, waterproof pants, I mean, a waterproof jacket. Yeah. You know, you want some warm clothes, but you don't need a whole lot. It's either a 3-day or a 4-day. You don't need to bring the entire wardrobe, and then you can spread your payments out, no problem. You can. You can book a 50% deposit reserve that confirms your reservation. 50%. You don't need to pay the whole thing up front. I want to say we've got the balance is due. I have to look at our policy. Yeah. I think it's a couple weeks in advance of the trip now. But
what if you can't put 50% down?
So
call the office.
That's right. Call Tracy and we have lots and lots of anglers who we do that with. That you know, say, hey, I'll send you some bucks
right now.
Yeah, and then I'll send you a couple hundred bucks
next month.
Exactly. We won't sell your spot out from under you if you've got a significant deposit.
As long as you have a deposit in, your spot is secured and just make regular payments.
Yes. And like if you wanted to book
but
one
online,
of those,
you have to book a 50% deposit.
I don't think so.
No,
okay. I think you can put whatever amount you want on your credit. I think.
Okay.
And I wish I feel like a donkey here.
That's all right.
I've never made a reservation.
On your own boat.
I don't know,
best thing to do is if you can't make that smaller deposit, just call Tracy on Monday.
Exactly.
In the office and say I want that spot on the 4-day. I want that spot on the 3-day, which you better get on it.
Right.
And I want to put a couple hundred bucks down, and then I'll send you a couple hundred next month.
Yeah, but I'm pretty darn sure right now, like you can go on the website and you can put $200 or $300 in your
credit
card
and just
secure it, and then call Tracy on Monday and let her know.
Yes, there you go.
Yep.
All right, Wayne.
Hey, Bill from La Habra asks, looking to jump on that 3-day trip in October. What are the minimum setups you recommend?
I'll answer what I put. When I do a seminar, I recommend 4 rods, okay? You're going to have a smaller fish setup, which is going to involve 30 or 40-pound fluoro and something like a 1-0 Mutu circle hook. So something for your smaller fish, that's going to be for your 30 to 50-pound size class fish. You're going to have a big fish setup for fly line or sinker rig. That's going to involve 60 or 80-pound fluoro and whatever. You can do a sinker rig with that choice with a 3-0 circle hook, or you can do a fly line option with a circle hook. And I'd probably get to like a 2-0 on the big end. And then 2 nighttime setups, 100%. And the reason we're doing 2 nighttime setups now is a lot of times we'll have mixed up fish. We'll have small fish and then we'll have big fish mixed up. And when we're stopping originally on schools, those fish are a little bit deeper. And as the if you find a school that wants to bite, the fish tends to get up a little bit shallower, and sometimes they get a little snobby after a while. After you have the first wave of them where you get quite a few of them on the deck, they start to get a little bit snobby, so that's when we have 2 different size jigs. You have a big jig is what you start with when you're first going into the slide on that school, and then your smaller jig, which is anywhere from 150 to 250 gram jig. Hmm. And your big jig, 250 to 400, mm-hmm. but not one of those giant rip rollers. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the best way to put it, I think.
Hey Bill. Bill is asking a question here. He says, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to share my best trip ever. In 2005 on the Royal Star, we caught 67 yellowfin over 200 pounds and one over 300 pounds. 2005 was a pretty epic year there for sure.
That was 1 year.
That was 22 anglers. I caught 4 over 200 myself. Best trip ever, boat and crew. You think we'll ever see a year like that again?
I mean, I would never say never, but that was the year of all years. But really, there was a period of time about 6 or 7 years on those lower banks, and it was a result of just these incredible years of recruitment. Conditions were ideal in the Eastern Pacific for yellowfin recruitment. So there was this giant biomass, from say the mid '90s, and it led to just this huge amount of fish that survived. Natural mortality, it's just numbers, it's just math. If you start off with 500,000 tons, 5 years later, 8 years later, is going to be 100,000 left. Well, there were 5 years in a row
five years
where there was just this massive biomass. So there was a huge stack up of all those giant fish.
Yeah.
What, I mean, we all have our stories about those.
It could happen again.
Well, those numbers too, man. It was just about horsepower. It was just how many, how many your boat could hold and B, how many your anglers could catch.
How many anglers could handle.
Wanted to catch. You know what I mean?
What a year.
Unreal.
Wow. As you can hear, we got a lot going on here. And when we come back, we'll find out who won the great prize package on the Mission Bell out of Point Loma with Captain Cameron. You stay tuned. We'll have the guys flip the coin, and we'll be right back on the Facebook app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen. And poor fishermen in Mission Bay.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Staviscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials. Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockhod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, here we go. Duke is going to flip the coin here to find out if a texter or caller is going to win full-day trip on the camera.
Whoa, that's a championship flip there.
It's a texter.
Congratulations, Scott and Escondido. You win a trip on the Mission Bell. And Tim and Duke, man, so awesome. Thank you guys for coming in. Always a pleasure to have you. Tim, again, somebody wants to book a trip on the Royal Star.
RoyalStarSportFishing.com, 619-224-4764. Talk to Tracy. Hey, big shout out to Rachel at Fisherman's Processing. I forgot to mention her earlier. She's bedrock foundational there, man.
Rachel, so, yeah. She's amazing.
Epic, man. Yeah. Incredible.
She's a backbone.
What an addition to the team there. So anyway, shout out to Rachel. And again, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Follow along on Instagram. Follow along on our website our daily reports. Duke?
Royal_StarSportFishing. Check us out on Instagram. We give now we're doing pretty much weekly reports of what our trips are. We give a nice highlight reel after every single trip, highlighting what the anglers caught and what we experienced during that voyage.
You're kind of doing all that social media stuff, right?
I am.
The young person involved.
And the biggest thing with that social media is we like to showcase what we're doing with the boat and what the anglers are experiencing on that trip. It's not just a crew giant video featuring the crew getting worked on the gaffs.
So, and don't forget those that 3-day spot and a 4-day spot in October.
Exactly. First week of October. Check it out. Plenty of availability, but not for long.
Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Ricky will be back in here with me, and we'll have Ollie and Chris from BD Outdoors, FishDope.com, and Blue Sea Stabilizers. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.